Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, their album in stores now. It's called 1,000 Suns. Maybe you saw them perform Waiting for the End over the weekend on Saturday Night Live. It was a very dope performance. We'll talk about it and much more right now with Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. Mike, thank you so much for making some time.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
So you guys teased beforehand that the SNL performance this past Saturday was going to be unique, and you delivered on that for sure. Congratulations. It sounded awesome. How tough was it to pull off that lighting on that stage?
You know, that was in development for a couple of weeks. We wanted to do something that had just had a little bit of a new look for us especially, but the thing that surprised us was that, you know, after the laser thing got approved for the first song, we did, like, you know, lasers and LED, like, backdrop stuff. Second song, we decided to just flip it to black and white and make it really stark in contrast. And that was the one that they needed to get approved with kind of a, you know, nail biter at the last minute, because Lorne Michaels, who runs the show, he was the one who had to approve that. We had to run it all the way to him. And they asked him about it, and he looked at the test in color and looked at it in black and white. And he said, yeah, we can let them do black and white. And then he also said, you know what's funny is that now other bands are going to ask me to do black and white.
Right.
And I'm going to have to tell them no, because it's Linkin Park's thing.
Well, that's
cool. Which is amazing. I mean, just on such a legendary show, I didn't realize that no musical guests have ever done black and white before.
Linkin Park, Mike Shinoda right now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And as far as Waiting for the End, the lighting there, I know it was similar to what I saw in the music video, and that's what I would imagine you're doing on tour with the song as well?
We actually don't do lasers on tour. That was special just to that show. Our visual, you know, presentation on stage, though, is no less exciting, because basically the idea was that, you know, when we do these shows, our set lists change regularly. We improvise on parts, and, you know, one night is likely to be different from the night before it. These good folks on our visual team took part in developing some software that basically manipulates imagery, and so that way the visuals are as unique as the show every night. So if people come to multiple shows, which they do, the thing they see every night won't be exactly the same.
When you're creating this album, I know you guys wanted to create something fresh, so then I guess that also goes then to the live show. You guys felt challenged as well to kind of do something different?
Absolutely. I mean, we need everything to be as kind of fall in line with the record. Like, if the record is a challenging record, then we want the visuals to be challenging, we want the visuals to be exciting, and we spend a lot of time, we spend more time than we would have, you know, 5 years ago on something like this.
Is that a sign of the times though, Mike, as well, given that, you know, obviously the business model in the music industry has evolved and changed so much that a lot of it, you know, a lot of your money is going to be made on touring now as opposed to selling records?
I'm sure that, you know, that must play a role, that does play a role in the whole thing, but our approach is a holistic approach, or at least we try to make it one. Everything is interrelated, because you could put all your focus in the world on your touring, but if you don't have good albums or good music to lay the foundation, then that's not going to fly.
Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You guys haven't been afraid to step out digitally either. You guys have been very digital friendly, and not just like iTunes and YouTube, but video games. I know with this tour, when you buy a ticket, you get a digital download of the show as well, which is cool. I know sometimes with bands, they're apprehensive to be as digital friendly as you guys are. Is there any conflict within the band over how much you guys do on the internet and digitally?
I don't think so. Our guys have different degrees of familiarity with what's going on out there on the internet, and in our case, I think we've got some stuff that's very cutting edge, and then some stuff that's just, you know, good bread and butter stuff. Like, I mean, we've got a very solid Facebook page, for example.
Right.
If you're on Facebook, go to, you know, find Linkin Park on there. I mean, yeah, it's a solid page. I think we got like 20, almost a little over 22 million likes on there, or fans on there.
Wow.
And that's a great number. We're thrilled to be able to communicate with that many fans just directly, so that when we, you know, some news going on for the band, we can just post it there, and people who are into the band see that. And there's partially too, it's about like just knowing the audience and knowing that we don't want to like go crazy and be posting a ton of insane crap on that page.
Exactly, not like spamming people or anything of that nature.
That's kind of the idea.
Well, of course, absolutely. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park again. 1,000 Suns, the album, it's in stores now. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for making some time while you guys are on tour, and good luck with the rest of the tour.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Just real quick before we go, if people are interested on checking out the shows, like you said, you know, with your ticket, you get a free audio download of your show, so you get the audio MP3s of every song in our our set for free with your ticket. And you can go to linkinpark.com to check out the show dates and the information. So that's linkinpark.com.